Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday explained his abrupt departure from the 2024 presidential race to Americans for the first time in a White House address capping over 50 years in politics.
Nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
The 81-year-old Biden rejected weeks of pressure from Democrats to step aside after a disastrous debate performance on June 27th, saying at one point that only the Lord Almighty could convince him to go. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed a divided U.S. Congress on Wednesday, with many Democratic lawmakers boycotting his speech and protesters surrounding the U.S. Capitol. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
For the first time since the October 7th Hamas attack that left 1,200 Israelis dead and some 240 hostages captured, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed U.S. lawmakers in person Wednesday.
It's a clash between those who glorify death and those who sanctify life.
Several high-profile Democrats, including Vice President Kamala Harris and former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, did not attend the speech. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
A senior U.S. official said on Wednesday negotiations on a ceasefire for hostages deal in the Gaza conflict appear to be in their closing stages, and U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will discuss remaining gaps on Thursday in a meeting.